It's the 17th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedfordshire police officer is currently on trial accused of 3 counts of rape and 2 counts of sexual assault, which occurred at his Bedford apartment. 2 years ago, Police Constable Lewis McCracken offered to walk with a woman and her male friend to the train station, seeing as they were unfamiliar with the area. He said he needed to use a toilet and pointed to where he lived close by. The couple followed him to his flat, where her male friend, who was drunk, instantly fell asleep. The 27-year-old McCracken then took advantage of the situation, according to the woman, with the barrister describing him as strong and powerful. McCracken claims the woman was intoxicated and that all activity was consensual. The jury trial is set to conclude by the end of the week. McMullen Park, home of Real Bedford Football Club, will require a few improvements in order to meet Football Association requirements. The requested upgrades include an additional 100-seat expansion and a gate with double turnstile access to the park. Hackney cab and private hire licence fees are due to rise by the end of the first quarter next year. The increase range from 0.7% for a 3-year dual driver's licence to 21.65% for a 3-year driver's licence. Borough councillors reluctantly voted for the proposal, with one councillor saying it would be morally wrong to have taxpayers subsidise the increase. The costs will, however, be filtered down to consumers in the form of higher fares. Biggleswade resident Jommy Donedo, who suffers from cerebral palsy, a condition that affects movement and coordination, has gained confidence while working for the first time in a commercial kitchen. It has inspired the 28-year-old Donedo, who also suffers from a mood disorder, to pursue his other passion, to work within the theatre business. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same 4 walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.